This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, we are talking more baseball here on the Morning Conversation today. We've got a lot of baseball going on this time of year, and we've got a great opportunity for fans of the game to get a chance to watch something special coming up here tonight. Over at Champion Car Wash Field at Stewart Park, it's going to be an exhibition between two summer college wood bat teams. The Springfield Drifters and the Medford Rogues are squaring off in a game that'll help fundraise for the Douglas County Baseball Association. And joining us to talk more about tonight's matchup and his team that's coming to town, it is the Springfield Drifters general manager Barry Bookin joining us. Barry, thanks so much for the time here this morning. First and foremost, are you guys looking forward to coming down to Champion Car Wash Field here in Roseburg?
Oh, absolutely, Joe. When we had this opportunity here a few weeks ago to kind of meet in the middle here with the Rogues and the Drifters, we didn't think twice about it. We've had, well, I guess we've played, what have we done? 8 home games so far. So this will be our first road trip, and we'll get a chance to dip our feet in getting on the road and coming down and playing a game.
Yeah, nice. Not too bad of a road trip, just a little ways away to here to Roseburg for that first road game of the year. You know, you mentioned kind of as this started to come together, and I was just curious, where did this all start, this idea of getting a chance to play? I know Medford and Springfield, you guys play in different leagues, so not a common opponent that you normally face. What prompted the two teams to get together?
Well, Jeff Lyle, our head coach, has ties to the Medford Rogues, having played and coached a bit back in the day, I think, with the Rogues, and they had reached out to us and early on trying to figure out if there was a mutual date that would work on the calendar. And of course, by that time it was a little bit late in the schedule, and so then all of a sudden this opportunity came up as a opportunity for us to be able to help the baseball program down in the Roseburg area, and also both teams didn't have to make the entire trip, if you will, all the way from Medford to Eugene or Eugene to Medford. And so we just jumped at the chance, and it worked out.
The Springfield Drifters playing in the West Coast League. You guys have been underway for a little while now. You mentioned 8 games. Yeah, how's the team looking? How's the team doing? And I know it's early season, so kind of some of the pieces are still getting put together as the college baseball season wraps up. But how are things starting out for the Springfield Drifters?
Well, really good. I think if you were to ask our coaches, especially considering that we're just putting together our final roster with some of these temporary kids and the 10-day kids. But we had a close series, Walla Walla. They beat us 2-1 in the 3-game series. And then we came back against the Bend Elks and won that series 2-1. So we're 3-3 in league play. And we've had a couple of non-league games since that time. And so I think by the end of this week, I guess keeping our fingers crossed, we should have our final roster in place. But it's been a good start for us. We've got great kids, new coaches, of course, that none of which were here last year. And so been able to try and get to know one another. And it's been, a really good start so far.
We're talking with Barry Bookin, the GM of the Springfield Drifters. And, you mentioned turnover with the coaching staff, which is not uncommon for summer teams. Guys move on to other jobs as they look to advance in their career. But, this team is also fairly young, a fairly new program. It's only been around, I believe, for a couple of years. Is that right?
Well, this is our fourth year, and you're absolutely right, Joy, compared to some of the grandfathers, I guess, in the West Coast League, given the Corvallis Knights and the Portland Pickles and some of these programs that have been around for years. We're relatively young and relatively new. We're in a brand new ballpark that's 4 years old, beautiful Hamlin Sports Complex, multi-surface turf field. And I like to say we're the best kept secret here in the Eugene Springfield area. We're kind of always on the Eugene Emeralds coattails a little bit because they're a bigger brand of baseball, obviously a minor league program that may not be lasting too much longer here in the Eugene Springfield area. That remains to be seen, of course. Things change all the time, but we're just thrilled at the start of the season, and we've had good turnouts, and shoot, like you say, we're just getting underway.
Yeah. You mentioned the West Coast League and some of those grandfather teams, and fans of baseball here in the Umpqua Basin are probably familiar with the names like the Corvallis Knights, and the Portland Pickles have definitely got a big following with all of their presence. You know, what is the West Coast League? How big is it? Who do you guys play? And what are some of the other teams that, you know, fans make the trip up to Springfield, they might get a chance to see there at the Hamlin Sports Complex?
Well, you know, the West Coast League is comprised of two divisions, North and South, and there's 17 teams currently in the West Coast League, and of course in our division, which is the South Division. You know, we mentioned the Pickles and the Corvallis Knights. The Bend Elks just left town. Ridgefield plays with us in our conference. We'll play them a couple of times. Walla Walla Suites is certainly one of those. Yakima is another team that we end up playing the Yakima Valley Pippins, a brand new team this year in the West Coast League. Starting their inaugural first season is the Salem Marionberries, and they're up playing out of Salem and just getting started in their very first year. So, you know, what will happen is we'll play a division, I guess you'd say round robin, home and away against these teams. And then at the end of the season, the top team from the North Division will play the top team from the South Division, and they'll play a three-game series for the championship.
Obviously a big league, a lot of fun there. Summer baseball is always it's the best time to get out there and watch the game. The weather's nice, and enjoyable evenings going late in the evening. You mentioned Hamlin Sports Complex. I've gone up there to call some Legion games since the renovation, and I've been there before the renovation, and let me tell you, it is a beautiful facility. So it's a great place to catch a ball game. What are game days like up there, and do you guys have any big events planned for home games this season?
Well, we have our big events are there are three fireworks nights that we have. Those are always super popular. Last year we had one and just had an overflow crowd. And so our owners, Ike Olson and Kelly Richardson, thought that this year they would triple down. And so we've got a fireworks display after our June 14th game coming up this weekend with the Pickles. And then July 3rd, we have another fireworks night that's obviously very close to the traditional 4th of July. That's against the Ridgefield Raptors. And then July 26th is going to be our final fireworks night when we host the Port Angeles Lefties coming down. And, you know, again, those are probably the highlights of our promotions. We have promotions almost every night. People could certainly go to driftersbaseball.com. And if they look at our schedule and we list the promotions, they can get tickets online. Certainly is... you know, 6:35 start time for all of our Monday through Saturday games. And then Sundays, we back it up to a 4:05 start. And again, as you know, this West Coast League is filled with talent. On the opening day of the Major League Baseball season, there were 41 alumni of the West Coast League playing for Major League Baseball teams in the MLB. So clearly this is a hotbed for baseball talent in this Woodbat League, and certainly some of these players from all around the league are just hoping that they get that opportunity to continue with their professional baseball dream.
Well, we get a chance to see some of those folks looking to try and keep the dream alive as the Springfield Drifters will be playing a Champion Car Wash Field over at Stewart Park tonight as they take on the Medford Rogues in an exhibition game that starts at 6 o'clock. Gates open at 4:30. Should be a fun night. They've got the concession stand open. There are beer sales available tonight, so that's something new for the facility as well. Should be a fun one there. And I will let folks know that if you're interested in maybe going to a Drifters game, we're going to have tickets. ticket giveaways from our sports station, The Score, 92.3 FM and 1490 AM. We're going to have those throughout the summer, Tuesdays and Thursdays on our social media. So that's an opportunity to get a chance to win some tickets to go see the Drifters. Barry Bookin, general manager for the Springfield Drifters, joining us. Barry, really appreciate it. Out of time, but appreciate finding out more about your team, and good luck tonight.
Well, Joey, thanks very much. We hope to see some of our Southern Drifter fans up here at Hamlin Sports Complex, and it'll be worth the drive for them to come up and watch a game.
All right, appreciate it. Barry Bookin there. KQEN News Time, 841, and that is The Morning Conversation.